24, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. I don't know if you got to listen to the devotion that we had this past Sunday on Facebook from Psalms chapter 40. And you know how it was a personal psalm. I got that by listening to the preacher in revival. And I was telling Taylor, you know, I got this message by what the song that he sung. I don't know how many times I've heard him sing it. As far as I know, I've never preached from this passage of Scripture like I'm going to preach tonight. But I've heard the song, heard and know the story, but never thought about it until that night. For some reason, that night, God spoke to me with that. In Luke chapter 24, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
And the preacher said something about that night, and that's going to be the title of the message. You don't know who you walking with. Think about that. You don't know who you're walking with. Luke chapter 24, look at verse 13. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. Let me stop right there. Jesus has already been crucified. Jesus has already been placed in the tomb. Jesus has already risen from the tomb. There have been witnesses. There are eyewitnesses. And now they're talking about what happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? You see that now? And are sad. And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher, when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of an angels which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto a village whether they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to them. Now, don't forget that. And their eyes were opened. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for another opportunity, God, to read your word. Thank you for another opportunity, God, just to be in church tonight, God. Thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to expound on your word, God. And I pray right now, Lord, you touch and speak to each and every heart, God. I pray, Lord, you'd help me as I do my very best to preach this in a way, Lord, that you would be pleased, God. Speak to hearts. Encourage each of us tonight, and we'll praise you for all you do, God. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, these two men were not ignorant sinners. Did you hear what I said? These two men were not ignorant sinners. These two men were disciples. These two men were followers of Jesus. They had been walking. They were not of the 12. They were not the apostles. But you got to understand, Jesus had many followers at this point. And if we could go back and study this just a little bit. There was a man that came to Jesus in John chapter 3. The man's name, Jackie, was Nicodemus. And he was questioning Jesus. And we all know when Jesus was talking to him, Jesus, that's where John 3:16, he tells Nicodemus, hey, you must be born again. We find Nicodemus one more time in Scripture. As you go through the Scripture, we find Nicodemus one more time when they're getting ready to try Jesus. And basically, Nicodemus says this, he deserves a fair trial. You don't hear nothing else about Nicodemus until Jesus has died on the cross. After Jesus dies on the cross and after the darkness and Jesus gives up the ghost, hey, guess who comes on the scene? Nicodemus. Nicodemus gets the body of Jesus. Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea take the body of Jesus. They take the body down, put it in the sepulcher. Nicodemus is a follower of Jesus at this point. All this has already happened. So these two young men right here are followers of Jesus. They had seen the miracles. They had heard the preaching. They had seen the demons cast out. They saw the dead raised, but they were still discouraged in the way. You hear what I said? They were still discouraged in the way. It's all right for Christians every once in a while to get discouraged in the way. But it's not all right for Christians to get discouraged of the way. We all get down. We all go through hard times. We all go through things that we don't understand. We all fight battles that we don't understand. And they are at that place right now. They are. It's a dangerous walk. It's dangerous to walk with Jesus and forget who he is. How many times do we do that? Yeah. Amen. Let's just get honest, okay? Don't get all holy and... If we ain't careful, we... Woe is me, and I don't know why I'm going through this, and ain't nobody else got it as bad as me, and, you know... It's real dangerous to be walking with Jesus and forget who he is. Now, real quickly tonight, if you'll amen me pretty loud and back me up a little bit, it won't take long. Amen, say amen, Chucky. Number one, they had forgotten the miracles. Notice what the Bible says in verse 14. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. They talked about the crucifixion, but not about the resurrection. They talked about the crucifixion, but not about the resurrection. They were, listen, all y'all Free Will Baptists, listen. They were more concerned with the negative than they were the positive. And ain't that how we are? I mean, we're more concerned with what's wrong with the church than what's right with the church. That's how come people fall out of church. They're more concerned, oh, well, somebody got my parking spot. We was kind of joking before church tonight. Brother Donald, we had pulled up over on that side, and I opened the door, and I said, Brother Donald, park on the other side because we got this big slab of ice right here. And Jackie or Benji or somebody said, you know, if that had been anybody else, they'd probably drive on going home because they can't park in their parking spot. I said, that might be anybody, but Donald Boone won't do that. Why are we like that? Why do we concentrate more or focus more on the negative than we do the positive? I remember reading this illustration one time, and I'm going to read it again tonight. Both the hummingbird and the vulture fly over our nation's deserts. All the vulture sees is rotting meat because that's what he's looking for. They thrive on that diet, but hummingbirds ignore the smelly flesh of dead animals. Instead, they look for the colorful blossoms of the desert plants. The vultures live on what was. They live on the past. They fill themselves with what has dead and gone. But hummingbirds live on what is. They seek new life. They fill themselves with the freshness of life. Each bird finds what he's looking for, and we do too. We do too. Let's quit focusing on the negative. Amen. We're walking with Jesus. Glory to God. We're walking with, hey, the darling Son of God has already written your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hey, we ain't got no problems. We might be sick in body, but guess what? We got a better place to go. Amen. I went to a funeral today of a good friend of mine in Florence, and I'll tell you right now, it was a joyful time. That man is in heaven today. Amen. They remembered the pain, but not the power. They remember the pain, but not the power. Why does the pain always win out? Don't raise your hand, but I'm going to ask you something. Probably everybody in here at some point has been hurt in church. I'm going to pick on Gavin. Gavin's sitting here as far as Gavin has been raised in this church. No doubt, and this ain't no perfect church. You go ahead and realize that. Amen. Gavin's been raised pretty much under one pastor. But there's still been things that happened in church that hurt him. And guess what? There's going to be other things. But why do we come in and everybody's and I walk by and, you know, didn't he shake my hand? What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? I come over here, everybody else has shook my hand. But I'm going to concentrate on the one that didn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on. I'm going to concentrate on the one that hurt my heart. You can have 25 great preachers come in and let one person come in and really not preach like you think they ought to preach. Yeah. Well, bless God, I ain't going back. And we wonder why our churches are hurting. And we wonder why it's hard to keep people in church. Because we all come in and we'd rather concentrate on the pain than the power. I'm just telling you, folks, we've seen God do so much in this church. We've seen God heal so much in this church. When somebody comes in and they're hurting and they're going through something, you ought to just run on down to the altar and get anointed and let God take care of it. Amen. Annie got anointed in one of the services just a few weeks ago. Called me on the phone. My phone went off the other day. I didn't know what in the world it was. One of them Facebook Live doohickey things. I don't know. I didn't know. I don't know if I'd ever heard that noise before, but it was Annie. Papa, the doctor said, my ear's fine. It healed up good. I said, no, baby, you got anointed. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. We need to keep our minds on what's good. We need to keep our minds focused. It's like somebody that survives cancer and then you're worried about a headache. Right. Amen. Don't forget where God brought you from, and don't forget what God's done for you, amen? Number two, they had seen the power, but let defeat control their steps. They had seen the power, but let defeat control their steps. Verse 15 says this, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with it. The same Jesus that turned water into wine, the same Jesus that fed the 5,000, the same Jesus that walked on the water, the same Jesus that had opened blinded eyes, the same Jesus that rose Lazarus from the dead, the same Jesus. But they were walking in defeat. Don't the Bible say in Hebrews he's the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Amen.
Why do we do that? God can answer all the prayers. I mean, God can take care of our needs. God can take care. I'm gonna say something, okay? And I'm going to pick on Brother Skip. He's sitting up front. And here's how we do if we ain't careful, okay? Miss Sandy's having shoulder surgery. I don't know if it's a replacement, right? Same thing Larry had the other day.
Yeah.
It's pretty common anymore.
Yeah.
What kind of foolishness would it take for Skip to be worried to death over that shoulder surgery when God had already healed her of the widowmaker vein being almost completely blocked?
Come on.
I saw the X-rays, Jackie. I'm telling you right now, it was blocked. She should have died. But guess what? That same Jesus that was there that brought her through that is that same Jesus that's going to be there in the morning when you can't go back in there and that doctor takes that scaffold out. That same Jesus is going to be right there. That's the one we're walking with. Praise God. Somebody run. I got cowboy boots on. I ain't never done it, but you can do this, okay? You can pay several hundred dollars, probably go to Darlington or Charlotte to some of these motor speedways, and you can pay to ride with a professional NASCAR driver. Anybody in here ever done that? Greg has. I ain't never done that. Praise the Lord. How foolish, Wes, would it be for me to go down there and pay my $500 or whatever you got to pay, crawl in that car, and worry if that man can drive? That's what I'm talking about. That's how we do Jesus if we ain't careful. I'm just telling you, folks, he's God. He's my God. It's a personal God, amen? He's been there for me. He's brought me through it all. And there's no need for us to walk in defeat when we've got the power of God on our side, amen? They knew his name but forgot his nature. Verse 19 says this. Now, I skipped over this when I was reading. I don't know how many of y'all saw this, but I wanted to emphasize this now. Look at verse 19 in your Bible. And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet. They had walked with him. They had saw him, Jackie, just walk on water. They had saw him raise the dead. And now he was. No, he still is. They knew his name but forgot it. They reduced Jesus to one little title, a prophet. They never said he's the Messiah. He told them over and over and over, I'm the Messiah, I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one. And they reduced him to that one little title of a prophet. They remembered what he did but forgot who he was. What did he do for you? What's he done for you? First and foremost, he saved you, amen? You ought to just go ahead and shout it out right there that you ain't got to die and go to hell, amen? Hey, if he ain't never answered a prayer, that's enough right there to raise our both hands, Lord God, both hands, God, amen? That's enough right there for us to raise our hands and shout it out because we not got to die and go to hell. But guess what? After you got saved, he's answered prayers for you. He's touched them children that had fevers, and he touched that husband, and he touched that wife, and he touched those children and those grandchildren, and he's answered prayers. Prayer after prayer after prayer after prayer. He ain't a was God. He is God. Amen. Remember that the next time you get discouraged. Remember that the next time the devil jumps all over you and tries to get you to get all down in the mully grubs. Remember that who he is. Amen. They believed the reports but ignored the evidence. Verse 22, yea, and certain women of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. They had already heard the testimony of the empty tomb. Yeah. They go on and they say, hey, and certain in our group went over there and ran in and looked. We know that Peter and John got there and they went in and they, he ain't here. When you're a young Christian and you're in church and every one of us been here now. Every one of us has been here. Just got saved. And you come into church and you ain't had no problems. You know, you just got saved. You're a baby Christian, still wearing your spiritual diapers. You just got saved and you ain't had no problems. I don't remember how that was, but I know at one point I was there. And you hear somebody stand up on the other side of the church and testify about how they've been down in the dumps and how they had cancer or whatever the need was, and God answered that prayer. That is an eyewitness testimony of what he can do for you. They had heard the testimony. Just because they weren't there, just because, hey, Peter and John had never done nothing to these guys to help them, to make them not believe them. Those women had never done nothing. Hey, when they said he wasn't there, glory to God, he wasn't there. And when the angel said, hey, he's not here, he is risen, he's gone, amen. And when you got to understand something, just because they didn't see him don't mean that he wasn't there. When we come into God's house and we're going through hard times and we're going through struggles, and every one of us has been there. When Dallas is down in the dumps and Dallas is having a hard time and Dallas is going through something, and Jackie stands up and just says, I just want to thank the Lord because I'm going through this and I was going through that, and God showed up and answered my prayer. That is an eyewitness account, Dallas, that he can do it for you too. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Yeah. That's the way we need to walk. Listen, their unbelief didn't cancel the miracle. Their unbelief didn't cancel the miracle, but it stopped their peace. And see, that's what happens with us. Just because you don't think it's going to happen don't mean it ain't going to happen. But it sure make you lose sleep at night. Anybody in here ever felt like you wasn't saved? I'm the preacher, and sometimes I don't feel saved. But you know what? My unbelief don't cancel my salvation. Amen. You hear that, devil? My unbelief don't cancel my salvation. Now look here. Jesus rehearsed the miracles in the Word of God. The Bible says in verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scripture, in all the scripture, the things concerning himself. Don't you know he probably started over there in Genesis chapter 3. He said, I'm the one that's going to bruise his head, amen. I'm the one that's going to bruise his head. I'm the one that showed up when Joshua was concerned about the battle. I'm the one that showed up when Joshua was concerned about the battle. I'm the one that showed up when the three Hebrew boys got thrown into the fire. I'm the one that showed up when Daniel was cast into the lion's den. I'm the one that showed up and told David how to kill Goliath. I'm the one that showed up. I'm the one that cast everything into nothing out there. I'm the one that made the sun. I'm the one that made the moon. I'm the one that made it all. And they still didn't get it. That's what blows my mind. They still didn't get it. Jesus let them know that the cross was not a failure. It was a fulfillment of the Word of God. See, that's the problem. They were looking at it, Brother Donald, as the cross was a failure. The cross was the stopping. Oh, no, that was the beginning. Amen? Don't you notice a few things? When he did a miracle for them, notice this now. When he did a miracle for them, their eyes were open. Verse 30 and 31. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to them, and their eyes were open. They were sitting there, Taylor, still confused, probably in amazement that what Jesus is telling them. And all of a sudden, Jesus reaches over and takes the bread. And the Bible says he broke it and blessed it. Don't you know their minds probably went back? You remember them two fish and five loaves? Same hands. Same hands. Same words. Ain't it amazing how, if we ain't careful, we want him to do it for us. He's got to come and show me. It ought not be that way. See, he's still God. He's still God. When he did that miracle, it triggered their memory. And if we ain't careful, that's what we want in our situation. I want him to show up for me. I heard Jackie say how good he'd be, and I heard Robert testify about how he showed up. I want him to show up for me. We all do. That's human nature. But ain't it amazing when he does something like he had done before?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to notice one more thing. One more thing. When you know who you're walking with, you change directions. Notice what the Bible says in verse 33. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem. They were going away from Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the center of the Jewish faith. They were going away from where Jesus was. And when they realized who they were walking with, they changed directions and went back the other way. Somebody in here tonight might be walking in defeat. Somebody in here tonight might be walking in doubt. Somebody in here tonight might be walking in discouragement. I'm just telling you, when you realize who you're walking with, it's time to change directions, amen. It's time to get our head up. It's time to put that smile back on your face. He ain't showed up yet, but he's going to show up. He ain't answered my prayer yet, but he's going to answer my prayer. He ain't done what I need him to do yet, but he's going to do what I need him to do, amen. What do you need tonight? What do you need tonight? I want you to stand.